Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Thursday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Wednesday, and already we're thinking about the 2023 Rugby World Cup, because France is making noises about it better be there or nowhere. Marcus's kids are causing trouble, and what happens when you turn up in the same outfit at a wedding, the same outfit as five other people? But first up, the selection thing, it still hasn't happened yet.
There have been so many introduced terms, so many definitions of different aspects of politics, that it's hard to know where you really are. And you may have a different perspective of where you are based on the same stuff that somebody else has. Do you understand what I'm saying? That you might think you're centre right, but that's only based on your perception of where you are. For instance, you might be centre. Whatever that means anymore. Seriously, whatever that means anymore. Take into account the fact that Labour has gone, National moved to the left to some degree in certain areas and stole, nobody will argue with this, and stole some of Labour's approach, some of their policy, some of their philosophy. Just did, assumed it. So Labour has, in various areas, moved further left, and there is a call for Labour to move further left. Same principle, by the way, is being applied in Australia, the United States, and in England. It's true. It just is. People stealing other people's positions. Why? To try and steal their voters. Try and make themselves look more humane, more sympathetic, more whatever it might be. You've got a number of reasons for it. Partly it is because there has been a growing perception that those who are successful in life, those who build empires, are greedy, nasty business people who don't give a stuff about the people who work for them or the people who are affected by it. Which is many cases is nobody, unless that attitude is stolen by some politician in particular who wants to blame somebody else, and that is somebody who's made a lot of money.
Okay, some probing analysis there. I didn't really understand a lot of it, if I'm going to be really honest with you. Let's take things back in time to a former Prime Minister, Sir Geoffrey Palmer. Yes, he was Prime Minister once. What does he make of all this shenanigans?
It's been a remarkable couple of months, Sir Geoffrey. Jacinda Ardern has absolutely turned this election on its head, and her appeal at times has been likened to David Longhi's. Now, you were David Longhi's deputy. Do you see any similarities in the way that both Ardern and Longhi can attract and bring a crowd along?
Yes, I've been to a number of political rallies since this election campaign has been here. I went to one on St James Theatre a couple of Saturdays ago, where the whole theatre, which is very big, was enormous. I did think it was like the Longhi Christchurch Town Hall rally at the beginning of that campaign. And I think Annette King, with whom I had a conversation, said that she feels, and she's been around a while, and she's been going round with Jacinda, she said that she felt that it was an even stronger mood for change now than it was then.
You stood aside for Mike Moore before the 1990 election in the way that Andrew Little has stood aside for Jacinda Ardern. What were you thinking when you heard Little was stepping down and Ardern essentially was stepping up? Did you see any parallels? Did you think that was a good move?
I did think it was a good move, because I think what Andrew had done was to unite the party, and uniting it is very important if they're going to be successful in government.
Okay, shall we just, let's just leave the election campaign for the rest of the podcast and pretend that it's not happening and talk about something that does matter, rugby. The French say that if the 2023 World Cup doesn't happen there, it could be the death knell for international rugby. Goodness, that's fighting talk, isn't it? From a bunch of spineless surrender monkeys.
His argument, does it have merit, do you think?
I think it's very extreme. I don't think that the ills of international rugby or the problem with international rugby is going to go away, whether you not give it to France, Northern Hemisphere, or Southern Hemisphere. He's totally overstating it. However, I do have experience with French rugby, and when I was the first foreigner, étranger, to play in my club of Brive-la-Gaillarde in the middle of France, I went there 3 or 4 years ago, Well, I go there every year, but I just happened to go to a training 3 or 4 years ago. There were 35 guys in the squad. 32 of them were from South Africa, New Zealand and Australia. And I found that absolutely ridiculous. So the French politics, what are you saying? The French rugby is absolutely prospering with huge amounts of money going into it. And as is English rugby, huge amounts of money. But the problem is, what he's saying is, that's soaking up all the best players that are coming. You know, so many Australians are going to play there, and New Zealanders, South Africans, and all the rest. And there's no room left over for the French boys to get international experience. And so, therefore, the French rugby falls away. And he's saying, and I don't follow his logic on this, he's saying that if France can host the World Cup, then this problem of too many foreigners and not enough French boys will be fixed. That is as I understand it. For me, that is an internal French rugby matter. I think it is a problem. I really think it is ridiculous to have, you know, an all-stars team of foreigners playing for a club team.
Oh, do those guys actually go over there and play? I thought they just drove drunk and dealt drugs. I didn't realise they actually played rugby. Speaking of people with bad habits, Marcus's kids, it sounds like they're up to no good at the moment.
I don't know why so many people vote early. But people are loving doing it. All over Facebook, I voted. Picture of Pipe Man. For me, I'm a guy on the day. Take the kids along. Take the family along. Have a celebration of democracy. I guess that's important. Explain it to the children. Anyway. Mind you, I haven't got much time for the children. You know, I tell you what, there's a stage where children get before they're about 19 months. I don't talk often about the kid, but there's a stage when children get when they're about 19, 20, 20, we must be 23 months old, where they get tired and they behave like a drunk, like an angry drunk. It's amazing, isn't it? Emotions all over the show.
Yeah, it's ironic, really, because if you actually do ply them with alcohol at that point, it really shuts them up straight away. But, you know, what I always say about these situations, don't ever have kids. Now, the story of the six people who turned up at the wedding in the same outfit, and they weren't the bridesmaids, it prompted this call with Kerry and Mark yesterday.
Years ago, my mother, who did most of her own sewing, picked up a remnant of fabric and sewed herself this amazing dress. And she took herself off to a function, and it turned out that the remnant that she bought was curtain remnant, and she ended up matching the hostess's curtains.
Oh, no.
We have photos. Unfortunately, they're in black and white because it did happen quite some time ago.
Oh, that's funny.
But we have photos with my mother camouflaged with these curtains. So there you go.
That is funny.
That is good.
Well, yep. A girlfriend and I went and bought some material to get a dress made, and we both liked the same fabric, so we got it and we knew we'd be able to liaise. And I thought, it looks really familiar, this fabric. I really like it. I'm sure I've seen it somewhere before and didn't think anything of it. We both had wrap dresses made. I was wearing mine flying from Auckland to Wellington and realised I'd matched the early New Zealand hostess uniform.
As long as I didn't press gang you into service, you'd have been right.
I'd have been quite happy to help out. I did get to give out the lollies.
Oh, have you done that?
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's cool too.
No, but matching the curtains is very good. Love it. Great story.
It was with some relief I listened back to that cut because I, rather naughtily, I did not audition it before I put it into the podcast, but it was called Matching the Curtains, and I just immediately thought of that phrase about, does the carpet match the curtains, you know, that, which means something completely different, and I was trying to think how that could possibly relate to people turning up at a wedding, and I mean, that would have been a good story. So it's kind of like make up your own story to match that phrase, and then it turned out to just to be about actual curtains and not about the hair on your head and your pubic hair. I think I've taken that whole line of thought too far now, and I really should have stopped the podcast about 20 seconds ago. Sorry about that. That has been News Talk ZB. I am Glenn ZB. We'll see you back here again tomorrow. If you dare.